This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For defenders of the environment in western Marin County, Drake's Estero, or Drake's Bay, on the southern end of Point Reyes, and the commercial oyster farm there have long been sensitive issues. When the estuary was formally included in the Point Reyes National Seashore, following a series of public hearings back in 1976, the farm was allowed to continue operations for another 36 years. That interval will have run its course in 2012, but the current owner of the farm is getting some powerful help in his bid to extend it.
Currently, there is a rider being proposed to the Interior Appropriations Bill by Senator Dianne Feinstein to allow an oyster operation to stay for an extra 10 years beyond the time that's allowed under the reservation of use.
Frederick Smith, Executive Director of the Environmental Action Committee of West Marin, is not at all happy about that. He believes it directly contradicts the stated Parks Department plans for the area.
Both National Wilderness Legislation and the Park Service policy all point towards the fact that all obstacles should be steadily removed to the area becoming wilderness as soon as possible.
Smith sees the Feinstein rider as an unfair use of a procedural loophole in an attempt to win approval of something that could not win legislative support on its own.
If this was proposed in Congress as an independent standalone bill, there would be a lot more opportunity for people who might have concerns about the issue to raise those concerns. It's being attached to a Department of Interior appropriations bill. This is money to help fund the Department of Interior, which includes the Bureau of Land Management, National Park Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, all sorts of others. And so it makes it much more difficult to oppose something like that.
Senator Feinstein clearly anticipated that argument. The second section of her rider specifically states that it applies only to the Point Reyes National Seashore, and, quote, nor shall anything in this section be cited as precedent for the management of any potential wilderness outside of the seashore. The senator also noted that the 70-year-old oyster farm predates the National Seashore. More significantly, Feinstein cited a recent study by the National Academy of Sciences that found, quote, a strong lack of scientific evidence that shellfish farming has major adverse ecological effects on Drake's Estero. The same study concluded that the National Park Service had deliberately exaggerated those purported harmful environmental effects. A new NAS study, now underway, will contain recommendations for best practices for continued oyster farming there, and Feinstein's bill requires the farm to adopt them. But that doesn't satisfy Smith.
Considering the potential Wilderness Act implications, implications for how the Park Service is managed, not to mention the real controversy that's surrounding this whole issue, to attach this as a rider to an appropriations bill is poor public process. An issue of this magnitude that could really have effects on other wilderness areas around the country deserves full, transparent, open government, and that includes some sort of public hearing process.
A similar stance was taken by Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey last December in a letter opposing Senator Feinstein's intervention to, in Woolsey's words, shortcut the deliberative process. By last week, however, the Congresswoman had softened her position. In a written statement to KRCB, Woolsey said she had, quote, worked with Senator Feinstein to develop safeguards in this provision to protect the ecosystem and wildlife in Drake's Estero, while also allowing the historic practice of oyster farming to continue in a responsible manner, end quote. There was no further mention of the deliberative process. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.